We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Shout out to the Stallion helping Cody Betts out. Cody Betts scrambling a little in there. You all right, pal? I know you got a big old bleep you want to give out. You were hot earlier this week, and you just said you were going to save it for Thursday. It is Bleep You Thursday. Phone number, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Whatever you're mad about, let the world know. If I may.
You always have one. You go.
Oh, I'm made of bleep yous. I had a bad day last Saturday. I bet on the Titans fairly sizably. Mm-hmm. It was stupid. I'm a dum-dum. I'm like the Stallion, who I've already thanked.
They were the number one seed. It's kind of, you can't be worried about that. You take that sometimes. They're favorites.
Then I had a bad night because the Green Bay Packers are soft. Let's be honest about what they are. They're soft.
Well, I think Cody and I did tell you about that.
Now, all that said, if they could just punt, I win my money. And then I win my money back, and then I'm not in a bigger hole.
Well, they didn't care about special teams like a lot of fans don't. They don't understand it's important.
When the teams get good and the teams get equal, the little stuff matters.
Bam.
So, having a tough Saturday, Stallion. Sunday comes around. I love the Rams. The whole world knows it. Put a sizable investment on the Rams. Boom. Getting close to back to where I need to be. Who do I like in that night game? Buffalo Bills. Buffalo Bills are leading. I'm sitting on them plus points. They're leading with 13 seconds left. They're leading the game.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do they proceed to lose, they don't cover. I've allowed the good people of Buffalo, the fans of the Bills, I've allowed you time to mourn. Mm-hmm. Bleep you to the Buffalo Bills for leading with 13 seconds left and not covering. How in tarnations is that possible? Bleep you, man.
Well, I mean,
bleep you.
You should be mad at them, at the defense for sure, because they didn't do anything to help.
How about the squib kick?
Yeah, do that.
Could have used the squib.
How about the special teams coach? Just squib kick, hit somebody. At least 3-4 seconds off that.
Make it take time. All right, Cody, I don't want to take time away from you. The phone lines are open, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Whatever you're mad at, let it loose. Let it rip. It could be something. It could be a person. It could be a football team. It could be an inanimate object. It could be a stop sign, Stallion. Cody, it's time for your weekly therapy session.
Well, I had one. I was all fired up about it. And I'm talking to B. Mitch before the show today, and he said that he does the exact thing that I hate. And I was like, well.
What is that?
Oh, well, this could be a contentious one.
I said,
one.
I'm not going to say it now.
You got to say it.
Man, I just don't like when people drive in the HOV lane when they're not supposed to. We're all sitting in traffic. You're not better than anybody.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I had to get to work.
I got to get to work, too.
Well, you should.
Then get rid of the HOV lane. It makes no sense.
Well, you know what?
I thought he runs the risk of getting a ticket.
Yeah.
And that ticket's no joke if you get it.
So why do you do that, then? Why would you do that? To get to work 2 minutes faster than somebody else?
Oh, it's going to be way more than 2 minutes this morning. You warned me. You made me do it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I told you that 495 was.
That sounds like Antonio Brown. You made him do it.
You made me do it.
But when I'm driving, man, I cannot, I just can't stand it.
Well, the thing of
now,
it is,
if you're driving, you don't know. Maybe he's got somebody laying down in the back seat.
No, I look. I look.
You can't see below the window.
Oh, you can see.
You don't look just like the police don't look. I remember one day I was
B-Mitch doing the Sam Cassell dance in H-O-B
Lane. I'm going to tell you the truth. I was taking my daughter to school. I'm in H-O-V. She's sitting in the back. He rolls up on me, pull me over. You know why I pulled you over? I had the button. I say, I don't know why you pulled me over. He went, well, your window's too dark. I'm like, come on, bro. You know what I mean? You can say what you want. I know they're not too dark. But the fact that he didn't see her, he thought he had me. He didn't get me. So, you know, sometimes you're riding. They got construction going. They got all kind of stupidity going now. I'm looking at these three cars doing whatever. I go right around them.
Cody, put out a Twitter poll. If people get mad at people riding in the HOV lane or not.
Okay, I don't think anybody actually gets mad at that.
Except you.
I did, because we're all just in traffic, and you just think you're better than somebody else.
That was last week. I don't think they
No, it's every
better.
Day. I drive on the toll road every day.
I think they better. I think they take the risk like anybody else.
I largely don't do that.
Hold on. When we leave out here every day, I guarantee he's not doing the speed limit.
Hell no. I've been in the car with him.
So you taking that risk.
That's a different risk, though.
No, same risk.
I'll tell you this.
A ticket is a ticket, right or wrong?
66 coming totally out of the city before you got to the Beltway used to be all HOV, right? Well, now it's just you got to pay for it?
Now
it's a toll road, yeah.
It used to never be HOV. Then they changed it now to where when you're leaving, it starts at 3 o'clock. From 3 to what, 7:30, something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
So it's from 3 to 7:30. So if you get past it before, you have no problem.
I remember it's HOV or it's pay. I remember there was a time
it used to be
where coming out of D.C. you had to be HOV on 66.
Yeah, you had to have a certain amount of people.
Now, never was doing that. It was just on 66.
Now you have to pay.
I'd rather pay. Let's go to Tony in New Carrollton. Tony, what's up, man? It's Bleep You Thursday.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
What's up, brother?
Well, my bleep view goes to the genius in a gray merciful thing, but it starts so...
That's enough. Don't say it. Just leave the license plate alone.
Hopefully, dude is listening, but bleep you idiot, for cutting me off on 95, trying to get on the exit ramp last Friday. You almost made me hit you, and you know that I stared you down walking in the Royal Farms.
Ah. Anything gets said?
Oh, my eyes said everything that I had to say. I'd rather not say it on the radio.
All right, bro.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate you, buddy.
Yes, sir.
I'm cutting people off, man.
I got one. A lady, I was going around Westmoreland Circle this morning. She's coming up to Carlia. You're supposed to wait. Like, if you're entering the circle, you have to yield to those in the circle. This lady just had... Either she had Pennsylvania tags, so I don't think she knows how to drive on circles. She just kept on going right in. I had to brake, let her go by me. She had no idea. Bleep you to that lady. Go ahead, Stallion. Let the world know.
All right. Well, actually, I got a little weird bleep you. The bleep you
what I was hoping for
is to myself.
Now we're talking.
This dude,
I am 2 for 10 in the playoffs so far. Well, I mean,
we told you over a year ago that you wasn't that good.
No, I'm very good. This season, I was in first place in the confidence points picks the entire year.
Okay, well, wait.
Did you
now?
Finish in first place?
No, it still goes on through the Super Bowl.
And how can you have confidence picks in the Super Bowl? There's only one game.
We're switching out the spreads with like a prop bet, a player prop, something like that.
Okay.
And so I'm 2 for 10 in the playoffs. I bet on Aaron Rodgers. I bet on the Packers. I bet on everyone, and they've lost. They've killed me, and so...
What do you like this weekend? Just games, because I want to avoid it.
I like the Rams and the Chiefs.
Okay. So we're all riding with the Rams, so...
Yeah.
Get on board.
Tippy,
I like
might want to go put another bet somewhere else to help yourself out.
When should I hedge, Cody? In my mind, I don't hedge until I get to the Super Bowl, and that's if I hedge. I just might not hedge because it's not $1,100. It's not I'm not going to retire, right? Like, it's not that significant.
But if you can hedge and don't win it and win something back, you'd be good.
Yeah, but I don't think I can hedge now, right? Isn't it too early to hedge?
Well, you just heard that Stallion is betting on the Rams.
So I should hedge based solely on that.
Quickly.
There's no way they lose. There's just no way.
Well, it's not so much about winning and losing. It's about winning by 3.5 points or more.
Well, I mean, just take a little money line.
Well, I'm going to just go bleep you. My bleep you is going to go to whoever hit whatever to flood the damn roads this morning, Cody.
Yeah, explain what happened, you two driving in.
495 was flooding, and I'm like, where? He said, right before.
It's not even raining.
Right before the American Legion Bridge. I'm like, how the hell that happened? It's water running across the highway. It's a little, whatever the little river way down there. How the hell does that flood over across 495?
And it hasn't rained.
They hit
hasn't snowed.
One of the, I guarantee the construction people hit a pipe or something, and it's like a water main break or something.
I wonder if it's the same person that caused the rainwater to start leaking in FedEx Field. You know how some areas have an arsonist or a serial killer?
They got a rainsonist.
Maybe there's a serial pipe burster in our town.
Remember they had that the water main break in on River Road one year?
Yeah, the whole damn
that thing
road
was coming down like it was.
It was like a
like it was rapids.
Right, it was like a raging river. Cody, get Dar on the phone. Dar is our senior investigative reporter. Get Dar to open an investigation if there's a serial pipe burster in the DMV, because you had two incidents at FedEx Field. You had the rainwater and then the sprinkler burst. Beamish got bursted on this morning. I believe Cody got bursted right on his face. Did you get hit with the water this morning? Were you bursted upon?
I was not bursted upon. That was weird.
That was kind of weird. But you were going with that, and I was wondering, what the hell are you talking about?
So you were just near the burst?
No, I was just trying to get onto 495.
Just trying to get onto the burst.
This is incredible.
Let Dar know we need to open an investigation.
Do you want updated Super Bowl odds?
Yes.
As of right now, in case you want to hedge.
Sure, but I'm not really a math guy, so I don't really know what this means.
Okay, the Kansas City Chiefs to win the Super Bowl, plus 130. The Rams, plus 200. The 49ers, plus 460. And the Cincinnati Bengals, plus 850, in case you want to hedge.
So what, I could put money on all of them and be guaranteed to win? If I put money on the Niners and the Bengals, no matter what, I'd at least get my money back as long as the Chiefs don't win.
Something like that.
I wouldn't try that.
I don't like that. Listen, man, I made the bet in August. I'm just going to ride it out.
Ride it out, JP.
Let's go to Big B is in D.C. Big B, who you mad at?
What's going on? I got two for you real quick.
All right.
In lieu of the upcoming unofficial holiday, people, it is Valentine's Day, not Valentine's Day. Take the M out of it. There's no M in that word.
There's people that say Valentine's?
Oh, yeah. He's right.
They're dumb as a brick.
He's right.
And then for my second one real quick, I would like to offer, if that person in that gray Mercedes is listening, to meet me and my son, Tony, in New Carrollton, up at Royal Farms, and we can handle this.
Are you Tony's father?
I am Tony's father.
This is our first ever father-son Bleep You Thursday.
Whoa.
This is incredible, Big B. Thank you for the call. Listen, I will third the invitation. I will go to Royal Farms with Big B and Tony and also bleep up this person
and
in the gray Mercedes.
I will go with y'all, and I'm going to be inside eating the Royal Farms chicken.
They have banging chicken.
Yes, indeed.
They have banging chicken.
They got some banging chicken.
I also like
after y'all finish
potato
fighting,
wedges.
I'll have y'all some food. Ready.
All right, you set up the food.
Yeah,
listen,
yeah.
If it's me and someone named Big B, and then
I'm gonna get you some food and the peach nectar Red Bull.
Okay, I'll bring the vodka.
Yeah.
Stallion, would you want to fight a guy named Big B?
I don't know. Big B is a scary name.
And he had a very deep voice.
Exactly.
I'd rather be on Team Big B and Tony.
Stallion,
who do you want to fight, Stallion?
He want to fight those damn.
He wants to fight himself.
Yeah, those.
He's on the line. I'm going for.
Did he just say that?
Yeah.
Only thing he's fighting is his friends that drink those little drinks with him.
AJ's in DC. All the boys say hey-o. AJ's
what are you drinking again?
Mimosas.
That was a one-time deal.
Stallion, do you reject? Do you regret sending us that video?
I mean, I don't even remember sending that video.
Well, you've seen, you've been reminded of it since.
I'm convinced that you guys like stole my phone and sent it for me.
No, sir.
There's no chance.
You randomly, voluntarily.
We don't hang out with you and your little friends drinking mimosas on Sunday morning.
Of all people, why would you send that to me and B. Mitch?
I don't know. I don't remember sending it.
AJ in D.C. AJ, what's up, man?
What's up, guys?
What's up, brother?
Hey, I want to bleep Cody for being a player hater. Don't hate the player, hate the game. If you see somebody in the HOV, don't be mad. Just dip in behind them. The police gonna grab him because he's the first one, and then you dip out. So don't hate the player, hate the game.
He does have narkish vibes in his anger over the HOV. Thank you for the call, AJ. Definitely narkish vibes, dude.
54% of Twitter agrees.
With what?
That they get mad at people that drive in the HOV lane illegally.
And then they keep getting...
Narcs vote first.
And they keep getting written up by their bosses for coming in late.
I have a quick bleep you to myself. You guys may enjoy this.
Hold on. You following him?
I am not bleeping myself.
Oh.
I am giving a bleep you to myself. B. Mitch, I'll ask you. Big B in D.C. just tweeted me. I'm 6'8", 365. Let's go to Royal Farms.
I don't think the dude in the Mercedes showing up, Big B.
Big B, I am on your team, sir. Ayo! There it is.
Oh, so brutal. So brutal.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Doja Cat?
No.
So, that's the correct answer. I got asked, Cody, I assume you're familiar with Doja Cat.
Very smart business lady.
Okay. I got asked about Doja Cat by my wife. And I said, oh, yeah, that's the show Shelby watches. And she's like, what? And I was like, Doja Cat. It's a cartoon. The girls watch it.
You didn't know what Doja Cat was, and you just tried to play with it?
You didn't know what Doja Cat was either.
You actually did. I know it. I say no. You started trying to explain.
I thought it was a show. Because I've heard the name in popular culture,
no.
I assumed something called Doja Cat was a children's show.
So, but you didn't know it was a children's show. You tried to explain it to your wife.
Cody, what the hell is Doja Cat?
She's a singer, but she told her fans if they get her to number one on the charts, she'll drop an OnlyFans. And then she never did once they got her to number one. Very smart.
Okay, so that's why your wife got mad at you, because you thought you were looking for that OnlyFans.
Can you have an OnlyFans that isn't porn? Can you have just like a regular OnlyFans?
To be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm sure of it.
You got Instagram.
True. Cody, do you have OnlyFans?
No.
Have you ever OnlyFans?
Hold on.
No, I've never been a fan.
How about his partner in that room?
Stallion, what's your OnlyFans situation?
No chance.
Why?
I will never pay for that. Never.
No, I'm talking about you.
I know.
You can make money off of it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, I would definitely do that. You're right. I would make
Stallion,
one.
You won't make no money.
Stallion, I'll make money.
Stallion, if you start an OnlyFans account, I promise you an interview on this show once you're a week in, and I promise you I will retweet it, and B. Mitch will retweet it. We'll get you out there.
I'm gonna need some more guarantees on that, but we'll talk business later. How about that?
First of all, you every time somebody offers you something, you have to realize it's not about no negotiating. As a matter of fact, you're going to stay like you are. You're making no damn money.
No, I'm making money.
No. You ain't making no money off of OnlyFans.
I guess we'll find out.
All right.
What's your sales pitch on OnlyFans? What are you telling the ladies? Well, or the people? I don't want it to... Whoever's into Stallion.
What you see here is what you get.
Exactly. I mean, you're not going to be disappointed. I'm not going to be some catfish. What you see is what you're going to get.
Ayo!
Oh, my Lord.
Get plenty of those videos.
When we return, we'll keep the phone lines going. 800-636-1067.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage
to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
B. Mitch and Finley. This time tomorrow, I'll be in Las Vegas.
Rub it in.
Something just came up, though, that I wanted to ask you about, B.
Rub it in. I've been to flatten your car tires.
Rub my head in the rug like you did that time in North Carolina?
That was in the road. That was on the floor.
True. I thought it was carpeted, no?
You jumped me.
It was made a mistake. So, Brian, you know, earlier this week, me and Cody went and played some tennis, getting me ready for my matches last night.
I never heard who won.
I'll let Cody answer it. We didn't play an exact match. I think I probably got the better of the situation.
So you taught the young buck a few things.
He had also never played it, and he hits it out of the court one every three hits.
He does that on golf course. Dude, remember?
Have
anyone ever been at Haynes Point and hit the ball into the water?
His paddle tennis game wasn't that dissimilar from his golf game, where when he puts a couple good swings on it, it's good, but he kind of reverts to being a meat stick weightlifter baseball player. And when that happens, the ball just sails on him and goes undisclosed directions.
Gotcha.
Whatever, though, we had a lot of fun. Hit the steam room, got a drink. It was a fun afternoon. Here's something that's weird. Is just now, I was in there talking to Cody and Stallion. And Cody said, hey, he asked me if my wife was mad at him. He said, hey, was your wife mad at me the other day? And I was like, no. He's like, oh, okay, nothing. What the hell's going on here? So my wife and the girls came up to watch us play tennis for like 10 minutes.
He almost hit her?
Is that what happened?
Okay, so when I was leaving, she was pulling into a spot. She was backing in, right?
Oh, right. When you were leaving, like when they were coming for dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so she was backing in. I thought she was done. I had no idea that she had to pull back out and go back in again. So I was just patiently waiting. You know me. And I just went.
He's not a very patient person. So did you cut my wife off in the parking lot?
That's what he's telling you.
I stopped her from being able to exit the parking spot and then re-enter it for the second time. Because I thought she was done. So I waved, and I don't think I got a wave back. So I was like, oh,
hey,
all right, well.
You got to show up with that wine.
So when I saw her after that, she said, oh, I saw Cody in the parking lot.
So she wasn't mad.
But there was no, we were also like chasing the girls. Like there wasn't much time for me to dive further in. I will follow up on that, sir. I won't even assign this investigation to Dar.
She would already have told him that damn Cody did this, that, and the other, but she didn't.
If she was mad, I would have heard.
Like, had I known she needed to readjust her parking spot, I wouldn't have gone. I thought she was done.
Usually you back in and then you straighten it out.
Maybe if you're just a little more patient, instead of looking at people in the HOV lane, you wouldn't have those problems.
You shouldn't be driving in the HOV lane illegally.
And you should be more patient.
Well, hold on. You wouldn't be driving in the HOV lane illegally if you weren't impatient. So you just went against yourself.
I didn't tell you I wasn't impatient, but you said you're impatient. So maybe if you focus on your stuff and stop worrying about everybody else's stuff, you'll get yours right.
Do you think you're patient, Cody? You're a lunatic.
No, I never said I was.
Cody can't chill for 5 minutes. Like, yo, I need 5-10 minutes to go. Cody's like, nah, I got to go. Like, just sit down and chill out for a minute.
I mean, that's like looking in the mirror.
I can chill with the best of them. B, I can chill.
No.
Yes.
Dude, no.
Yes.
Okay.
We didn't do this earlier. I want to circle back to it. I'll go to my guy Mitch real quick. Mitch, you got to bleep you. Let's hear it quickly, bud.
Oh, I'm quick. How you guys doing? Good show.
Cool, man.
Yeah, I'm getting a little tick off. I'm going to have another off season of Mr. Aaron Rodgers. We can't be like A-Rod. He has to go to a team. He doesn't want to go to a team that has to take Adams, the great wide receiver. It's really tiring. He didn't take his team all the way. It was his fault again. He was 8 yards.
Thank you, Mitch. Mitch's mad at A-Rod. Cool with me.
I think everybody's mad at A-Rod.
I'm oddly not. I'm kind of at peace with A-Rod.
I mean, I have no problem with him.
All right, Brian.
Yo.
I don't even know that this counts as an upset, but technically they are 3.5-point dogs. You said the Bengals had a 6 out of 10 chance of winning outright in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
What's the chance KC has of winning in L.A.?
You mean San Fran?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. I'm going to go 8.5. They beat them twice. They're not afraid of them. And they play bully ball with them. And I think that's the whole thing. Like, the Rams' defense is very, very good against teams that throw the ball a lot. But when they make you have to block those big dudes instead of you pass rushing them, they're not the same. And I believe that the running game of the San Francisco 49ers will make or break this football game.
Cody, what's your percentage chance your Niners get to the Super Bowl?
Well, the 49ers are 5-1 against the spread in their last 6 meetings in L.A.
Ooh.
They're the underdog. The underdog is 6-0 against the spread in the last 6 meetings.
Ooh.
I think the 49ers got a 70% chance of making it to the Super Bowl.
70% chance, even though they're the dog on the road, you think it's 7 out of 10 chance they win?
Did you not hear him just say that they're 6-0?
I heard all the numbers.
Cody follows these things, man.
It made no sense for Georgia to be favored over Alabama.
Georgia has nothing to do with this, and college and the NFL is totally different. You know that.
Just looking at the numbers.
Okay.
Man.
I think it will be a good game because I think both teams are healthy. That's important this late in the season.
Who's the best player on the field when the Rams are on offense?
When the Rams are on offense, the best, Cooper Kupp?
Number 2, Beckham?
Yeah.
Fred Warner, maybe?
Well,
Bosa.
Fred Warner.
Bosa,
Fred Warner. I forgot about all those players on defense. What's the other guy coming up the middle? Not Bosa, the brother. Kind of lighter skin. He lives in the backfield.
Yeah, I'll pull it up real quick.
Cody, I thought you were a 49ers fan.
Yeah, what the hell?
I am. Sorry, I don't know all the players like that.
You say we?
Yeah, we're all together. We're all in this together.
We.
Bay Made, what is it?
Faithful to the Bay.
You've been to the airport.
I have been to the Bay.
He flew.
Armstead, B?
There you go. Is it Eric, something like that?
Eric Armstead, yeah.
Who's the best player on the field when the San Francisco offense is on the field?
You would say Aaron Donald.
That's what I would say.
But I think Trent Williams may be someone to be able to nullify that a little bit, especially if they pass, they run blocking him a lot instead of just letting him tee off on people backing up.
Trent, Aaron Donald, I think you got to put Debo.
Debo is definitely in there.
Jalen Ramsey.
Jalen Ramsey.
Miller. Ramsey. Von Miller. Kittle.
Kittle.
But I think if you take Debo Samuel off that offense, they're not where they are today. They are not even close to the NFC Championship.
Well, you don't want us to do that. We want to leave him on the offense.
But I'm saying he's the biggest impact
I'm
for that team.
That dude comes into a game and you're like, okay, they're going to give him the ball. And every time he touches the ball, he has like a 10-yard up, 10-yard or longer.
Yeah. I think it's a perfect combination of Kyle's scheme and Debo's ability. Like I think getting Trent and getting Debo into Kyle.
You know who leads them out when they leave the locker room to go to the field?
Trent.
Trent and Debo side by side. And they come out to this. I forgot the song they come out to. But they come out just balling. And when they hit that field, they bring it. So it's going to be a rough game.
It's going to be
gonna
some
make
hitting.
This thing, they're going to make this thing into like, you know, a wrestling match instead of just a, you know, we're going to be sitting there air punching. No, they're going to go real.
It's going to be interesting because the Packers and the Cowboys are soft teams. And when they got punched, they couldn't punch back. I'm not convinced the Rams can't punch back.
When is the game?
Sunday night.
You know what Kyle Shanahan had to say about it?
Yeah, what's that?
That anybody in the world will be alive Sunday, so I can't guarantee who will be on our roster on Sunday. So that goes for all of us.
That goes for all of us. When we return, heard it here first and some Vegas over-unders.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, I'll start with one that you and Bees might be interested in.
What's that?
Over under 0.5 beers this weekend.
Over.
Cody, serious question, because you drink them. Do they have, like, seltzers? Like, if I'm playing blackjack and the waitress comes by and I'm like, oh, I'll take a High Noon
I'll
or something?
I'll take a Truly.
Do they have them?
She's going to ask you,
they
really?
Might, but I have no idea.
She's going to say, really?
What did you drink while you were playing?
I don't drink when I gamble.
Yeah, but in Vegas, you're gambling 24 hours a day.
I did not drink when I gambled. That's money.
Oh, God. I think I'm pretty strong on this beer said thing.
Man, you drink when you gamble on the golf course, and that's why you almost kill Ahmed and almost hit the ball in the water. Yeah, I understand.
I was telling somebody how Cody put a couple balls in the water, and they're like, man, the water's kind of far at Haynes Point.
Oh,
I was like, I know.
And he found it.
What's sure that one? Found it. It might be a par five. It's definitely a long four, kind of coming back in toward where the water's on the right hand side.
Par five.
Yeah, so the wharf is to your right. Yeah. The Washington Monument straight ahead. I mean, to get it, there's a big old tree, a road, a fence. Right,
he hit it across all that. He just sliced the hell out of it. I was wondering if he was going to knock one of the bikers off their bikes.
I was wondering if he would take somebody off a boat.
Then I just said, oh, it cleared the road. Oh, that's in the water. He's accurate.
Over under, Cody's trying to convince me to play the slots, which I've never really done, but he seems to make a lot of money with it. And I think for my wife, that might be kind of fun. I don't know if my wife wants to sit down and play blackjack for 2 hours. Over under.
Blackjack is way more fun and more interactive than the slots.
Totally, but I think my wife wouldn't like the variance in dollars that blackjack is. Slots, you put $100 in, you can play for an hour, right? I don't know the going rate of slots.
Depending on if you win or not.
Over under me, incredibly impatient, sitting down for 14.5 minutes of slot play.
I go under.
I'd go under as well.
All right, so not a lot of slots. We're going to see Cirque du Soleil on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Will I enjoy that?
You will.
I've heard it's dope.
You'll be amazed at some of those things that the people could do.
You've seen it before?
Yeah. You seem to have interest in when someone could do some astronomical or very good stuff.
Yeah.
You like it. So you'll be impressed.
I can appreciate and respect people that do incredible things. All right. I can't wait. I'll give you guys an update when I get back. Monday, Cody, let's hear it here first. What up, everybody? It's B. Mitch and Finley, and we want to celebrate our 2 millionth podcast download.
Well, for the 30th person that sends us a text or a tweet, can't be a text.
Just a tweet.
The 30th person that sent us a tweet, we're going to give you a signed football from B. Mitch and Finley.
Do they really want me signing it or just you?
You too.
All right. We'll see. It's been a great first year of the show. We love it. B and I love working together. We love Cody and Lamphill. And most of all, we love you guys for listening. Thank you so much. So you got to tweet. If you made it this far, but what is this, Cody? Say it.
I made it this far. You owe me a beer.
So you tweet, I made it this far. You owe me a beer at B. Mitch and Finley. Whoever's number 30 gets the ball. Thanks for listening, guys. Make sure if you listen live, we'll give you an air hug. But if you listen to the podcast, it's going to be a pretty special podcast.
Tune into it.
There's a reason to listen. Yeah. Trust us. Trust us on that. Heard it here first. Cody, give us a traffic report.
Alrighty. JP, you had an epic collapse last night with the Pacers. They gave up like 160 points or something.
158 points they gave up, JP.
How many did they score?
About 120-something. 118.
Yeah, a lot less.
So was the plus two good?
No, it didn't help you at all.
The plus 20 wasn't even good. All right, so you're
not
one and two. B. Mitch, you're still in the driver's seat. You're 4-0. Suns hit minus two. Mullins hit his over, so he's 3-0. And then I hit a parlay, shockingly, and I'm 2-2.
Ooh.
All right, so B can wrap it up with a win. Do we have a pick for Mullins? Can I pick for Mullins?
We could just put in the biggest tennis favorite there is.
I mean, that's what he would do if he was allowed.
Yeah, give him Tsitsipas.
If Tsitsipas is playing, he gets Tsitsipas.
Okay.
I don't even know how to check tennis. I imagine you can go to tennis on the DraftKings tab. Yeah. I'll try to go to tennis. B, you're up, man.
Oh, man. Let me Golden State.
Minus 6.5?
Yep.
Where the hell is tennis?
Tsitsipas is playing. He's playing Medvedev, and he's the underdog.
He gets Tsitsipas. That's his guy. That's his pick.
Both of those is guys, Medvedev and Tsitsipas.
For the record, I mean this the right way because I think Brett Pettigo's heart is in the right place. He's telling me to go play craps. I know how to play craps, dude. Of course I'm going to go play craps. Thank you. All right. So far, all we have is Lamphill on Tsitsipas.
And B. Mitch Warriors minus 6.5.
No parlay for you?
Parlaying it up. Give me the 7-6 as well.
Okay, well, that was my pick. And I put in research. I'm going to fade you in both spots. Okay. I'm going to go Lakers money line and
so
Timberwolves.
So you were going to take the 76ers, and now you're going to fade me?
Yeah. I have to try to win.
That's cool.
I have to try to win.
What's your at?
I'm 2-2.
You can't win.
Well, we could tie. I can't lose.
No, you can't. If I go,
I think I'm losing.
If I go 4-1 and you go 4-2, you lost. I have one less loss.
All right, so I'm going to go Lakers money line and then Timberwolves plus 6.5.
That's just soft money line, bitch.
He loves the money line nonsense.
Weak. Just like the Green Bay Packers.
Soft.
Soft as
cut. I mean, you can make up a million things about what's wrong in Green Bay. They're soft. They don't play good defense. They're soft.
So you're going 76ers minus 2.5.
Yeah.
All right.
My pick is largely irrelevant, correct?
Basically.
I mean, there's nothing I like. Give me Iowa plus 2 at home.
Huh?
Iowa. Hawkeyes.
We won't discuss you tomorrow anyway. Don't worry about it. You're good.
Iowa plus 2 at home tonight. Lock. System pick. Fun, fun day today. Thank you to Garnet Hathaway for joining us. Thank you to the Stallion for sitting in for a few minutes. Listen, Stallion's always entertaining.
Yes, he is.
I'm pretty sure he shouted, I'm not the only one that plays with myself.
Yeah, he said that.
Hey-o.
He is definitely the one that said that.
Coming up next, Grant and Danny. I think they got John Carlson on the show. Is that right? I think that's right. I hope it is. Well, otherwise, I just said it. Listen to those guys and find out. B and Nick Ashew tomorrow. I'm back Monday. If you made it this far, Stallion owes you some beers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.